Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
And now, yet another phone call to the Mike O'Mara Show from Mel Gibson.
Where is that handset? Where?
Between these pillows.
Hello?
What took you so long to answer the phone?
I couldn't find the handset.
Yeah, that's crap.
Who's calling?
It's Mel.
Oh, hi, Mel.
Yeah, you know it's me. Don't lie to
Mel
me.
Mel Gibson again.
Why do you always lie to me? You always lie. Is this the boys again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
this
me.
Is stupid Rob, stupid it's... Oscar, and stupid Buzz.
We're all
yeah.
here.
Oh, and Mark Ronick
yeah.
is here.
Oh, I don't give a sh... I almost said the word. I know you're on your regular Fairfully podcast. Well. It's not your bonus hour.
Yeah, you're not talking to Oksana,
which
you
sucks
know.
Just as bad as your regular show. Why do you have to do a bonus hour anyway? Why do you just do regular shows?
Well, you know, it's...
just bonus hour. It's just something. It's nothing. You know what it is?
What?
You know, it's marketing crap. It's
right.
marketing crap.
Well, then you may want to speak to our marketing guy.
Yes, you try to remain calm. You hate me like everybody hates me. I know you do.
What's with the breathing?
What's with your breathing?
Are you all right?
Hey, what are you trying to do? You disgust me.
Yeah.
You just disgust me. You're nothing but a bunch of pigs.
Now,
disgusting pigs that do bonus hours.
So
what's a bonus hour for anyway?
Matt, what's the latest bonus. With Oksana?
She's dead to me.
Oh.
She's dead to me. I never want to see her again. I want her out of my house. I want to bury her in the rose garden.
You know what it sounds like to me?
I want to bury her. I want to bury her after her head and put ants on her and put honey.
What is this little dust-up all about?
What dust-up? What's dust-up? What do you speak English?
Now listen. For
Christ's sake, Buzz.
I don't want to...
You and your stupid non-sequiturs.
I don't want to overstep.
I swear to God, you always overstep.
But this is our second...
You know why you overstep? Because you're fat. That's why. You're fat and you're ugly and you're stupid.
You
and that's why you overstep.
This is our second
you
conversation.
You know you are. You're just trying to hurt me. You're just trying to upset me.
This is our second conversation. And I get the impression... Are you well?
It's our second conversation. It's going to be our last. I'll tell you when I hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat.
It sounds to me...
I knock your teeth out when you're holding our baby. Oh, I'm sorry. That's someone else.
That sounds to me...
I'm terribly sorry. I'm stupid.
Now.
That's stupid. God, I'm stupid. She's got me so upset.
I'm getting the impression that what you need...
She's got me so...
Oh, yeah. Really?
I've never heard him this emotional.
Yeah. How about
Mel, I think you need... Are you... Mel, I think you need...
What?
I think you need medication.
Medication?
You're a man
I don't need
edge.
Medication. I need... You know what I mean? I need to be away from you. I need to be away from you, Rob, and you, Oscar, and you, Buzz. Each and every one of you, and you, Ronick. All of you people,
hey.
And you, RJ. All of you people with this podcast, you disgust me.
You should go away.
What?
You should go away somewhere.
I didn't say a word.
Are you all right?
No, it's me.
Mel, are you concerned at all about your career?
Are you concerned that your people don't do a good job mowing my lawn?
No.
You people make me sick, and you especially. You want to talk about love lives. You have your own issues to deal. How can you be such a hypocrite? How can you be such a hypocrite with your own marital problems and you're taking a aim at me?
I'm angry.
Do you understand who I am?
Who are you? No, who are you? You know what might calm you down?
Nothing will calm me down right now. What will calm me down is getting away from people like you. Stupid, lazy, horrible, awful, nasty, smelly pigs.
You need some quiet time.
I'm sorry, pig's wrong. That's Alec Baldwin.
Oscar loves when you were in the Lethal Weapon movie. Can you give us some Three Stooges impressions?
All right. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's great.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Is it helping?
It's helping you laugh. It's not helping me at all.
Did you have
it's helping me. What's helping me? The fact is that I'm confused because I'm Mel Gibson. I just talk really fast.
Did you have a problem working with Danny Glover?
Danny Glover, I had a problem with everybody, as a matter of fact, because nobody understands me. Nobody understands, and then I take that yellow ointment and I rub it all over my forearms. Cellulogene, or whatever the hell it's called.
What about...
What?
What? Mel?
What?
I think it's affecting you.
What?
Mel?
What?
Mel?
What?
What about...
That was fun.
Mel?
What?
What about working with Joe Pesci?
Oh, Joe Pesci. You know what he is?
What?
He's a stupid little over-plasticized midget.
Oh!
That's what he is. That's right, with his 45 facelifts.
Whoa.
All foreign bodies all over his skin so he can look younger and work with De Niro for another year. What a sick bastard he is, dude. None of them understand me.
Did he put foreign bodies in himself?
I don't know. I think he had breast implants.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that's Oksana. She's got me in a quandary. She's got me in a terrible state of mind. Buzz, I got to ask you a question.
Lace, go ahead.
Please, listen to... I won't ask this again.
All right.
You got any weed?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops. Comics Constant Companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult. So I was on stage doing all my shtick, you know, hey, what happened? And I can't do my work. And if someone would heckle me, they'd say, are you going to be on stage all night? I would say, that's right. And that'd crack up the audience.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Trying to make me feel comfortable?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Maybe I'd had a beer. So you know what Mike would like to hear? The four letters to make you feel better.
Yeah, here's a guy that died. Yes, sir. I think he is. Yeah, they switch singers, so you never can tell. Anyway, it is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard across America and in 107 countries around the world.
Yes.
This is Zibbity Zibbity Zibbity, MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, July 13th. That's the way the Irish say it. July 13th, 2010. We are over 2.5 million downloads and growing every day. Today on the program, we haven't talked enough about Iowa.
This is true.
We are a little over 1 week away.
It's looming.
From making our trip out to KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa. I missed the bell today like you did, Oscar. Just somehow you forget to call Stephen Tommy.
You're busy.
Sometimes it happens.
Well, they are a number one priority in everyone's life.
I will be calling them tomorrow. I will be on their show tomorrow. Yes, I will, Rob. I will look forward to it.
I don't completely blame you. It's a hypnotizing traffic on 66.
It is. Oh, hypnotizing is not. And once again, on the way back, and you might think this is stupid.
No.
But I'm going to tell you, on my way home today, got a reasonable amount of sleep. Reasonable, not crazy sleep last night. On the way back, I'll tell you another story about the lights went out again.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm
really freaking out about this.
Now, when you
I've got to like get 5-hour energy drink or whatever the hell it is. But I stopped at McDonald's and got an ice cream cone to wake me up.
That'll work. Yeah.
And it's 3 points on Weight Watchers.
That's not
put an ice cream cone in your pants.
In my pants.
In your pants.
Like a monkey on a rock. So I'll tell you about that. And then also True Blood. Uh-huh. Yada yada yada.
So
finally got
talk.
To see it. Oh boy, no, I loved it.
Really?
Oh God, you're
I
tired.
Loved
it. Seemed to be mixed.
No, I'm not tired. I watched it last night when I was awake. It was phantasmical.
Really?
And then I want to talk to Mr. Rob Spiewak about children and honesty. And I have my brood again this weekend.
Good.
I get one of my great double weekends because I'll be away next weekend. So I'm looking forward to having them with me. And you know, you just so many things with kids. In certain respects, you disappoint them occasionally, so you don't ever really want to say no to stuff that's easy.
Right.
So so the ex calls me and says, hey, we've got a reunion this weekend to go to, and I think it's reunion of ex-wives. And
oh, they're having that club?
I'm kidding,
the
of course.
Center.
So she says, can you take the kids starting on Thursday? I said, yeah,
no!
She does that. She does that for me. I do that for her. No problem at all. And then I get a call. Of course, the phone rings. It's Elizabeth. Uh-huh. And can I go to this party? And this party is held for some kid's birthday on Thursday from 4 till 10.
Wow.
A 6-hour party?
Salute. And then it's a 4 to 10 on a Thursday. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? It's out there where really, schedules are not all that relevant.
You know what I envision?
They don't have to worry about schedules at all. Yeah, Thursday? I know people work but I thought that perhaps,
people,
I envision,
it's a school night.
I envision the fifth.
But it's summer.
I envision the birthday party, the fifth birthday party for Christina
right.
and Mommy Dearest with all the white party dresses and all the white furniture outside.
All the white people.
Kick save and a beauty. I find out last night it is an overnight, so I drop her off at 4. We're all set. No problem at all. Okay. My life, as you know, it's a morning thing. It's changed, and it's a pain in the ass sometimes for scheduling and all that. And falling asleep behind the wheel of the car when you're driving
that
back to do your podcast. I got to look. It's all about diet. Is there some sort of giant? Something giant
Mark
running
Twitch,
outside?
Twitch is arriving by chopper.
That's what it sounded like out there.
He doesn't drive.
Circus chopper.
It's just all about, first of all, acclimation.
Sure.
Still getting used to it. Not yet ready.
Right.
George Bush. Not ready.
You kind of
don't have the schedule yet.
You kind of jumped in with both feet. I won't say no preparation.
Right.
But a minimum of physical preparation.
Right.
For a total massive Three Stooges style monkey wrench.
Yes.
To be thrown into the way you handle your day.
It is.
You
it
went
is.
From not setting your alarm.
Right.
To having to rise at what? 3:30?
3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And the morning part doesn't bother me in the least.
The last time you were up at 3:30, it's when you were still up.
And Saturday night I was still up.
Yeah.
At 2:30 I sent people away. You were there. It's your fault, RJ. God, RJ. Hear words that will never come out of RJ's room. Well, I really should be going.
Can I tell you?
That'll never come out of RJ's mouth.
A brief funny
ever.
Moment I had with RJ yesterday.
What's that?
When we were leaving the show yesterday, we were leaving the podcast. We were the last ones out the door. And a gentleman happened on us. And he came up to us. He has that look. He's a listener.
Right here?
That look.
He's a neighbor, though. He knew already that this is, home zero.
Tall, skinny?
Right. Yeah, I think his name was Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
That's how he spelled it.
Hi, Rob.
But I knew that there was no way to get to our cars without engaging him.
Right.
And he was very, very pleasant. And he was saying how much he loves what we do.
Older guy or younger guy?
Yeah, I would say what, like 60 maybe? 55, 60.
Okay.
And he loves what we do. And he was just couldn't be more pleasant. And he said, and I didn't realize how much I loved what you guys do until I was out driving in California. And every radio station I turned to was Spanish. And then he stopped and he looked at RJ and he said, no offense.
So
not that there's anything wrong with being Spanish. And RJ, it was great. He says, what the F do I care? I don't even speak Spanish.
Yeah, RJ's a turncoat.
Yeah.
But anyway, hello to Charlie, who was a massive supporter of the show. He did his best to alienate RJ and failed.
That's funny because, the fact is that this thing has grown exponentially. We are very, very happy with the growth. And it's now, it got to a point, it grew really, really fast. And now it's kind of like piece by piece, but it is growing every week.
This is the growth I enjoy.
Yes, the piece by piece growth.
You had that other growth removed.
The other growth I didn't care.
It was very painful. So I want to talk about Iowa. I just want to get that out of the way before we get to True Blood, a little discussion
of
that.
That's the way we feel about Iowa. Let's get it out of the way.
Carlos says to me, we're cruising along in the car the other day, and Carlos says to me, so when does your plane leave? And I'm giving her the Albert Brooks answers. I don't know.
Right.
When are you going to leave in the morning? I don't know. Are you leaving in the afternoon? I don't know. Is it a two-bedroom suite? I don't know. Are you going to a casino? I don't know. Are you going to a strip joint? I don't know. When are you going to be in Iowa? I don't know. Where are you connecting through? I don't know. I don't know dick about this whole trip. And I know that everyone's going. So who's on the plane?
You want to know time machine?
Buzz, me, you, Oscar, and it's going to be RJ and we're all going?
Yeah. Now, here's the time machine.
It's going to be fun.
Here is the real time machine thing you need to think about is we are flying out of National Airport, which is mutually inconvenient for everybody.
Yeah, but it's also when you get to the airport, in my humble opinion,
a lot easier to deal.
It is a much easier airport to deal with.
I'm sorry, I
apologize. Reagan National is the most convenient for me, so I'm shocked we're flying out of there.
There you go.
I don't know.
Good for you.
I'm just like you. Kara asked me a billion questions. I don't know.
We leave a week from Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And the greatest time machine thing is that the tickets, actual paper tickets, have been sent to Mark Ronick.
I have them.
It's
really?
Like we're flying with Dr. Indiana Jones in one of those Pan Am prop airplanes.
Okay,
coat now, and tie required.
When does the plane leave?
8:15.
8:15 a.m. It's not going to be a little problem. No problem
for
me.
Right. That's true.
Oh, Mike,
I
you
forgot.
Can sleep in.
That's right. I'll be sleeping in that morning.
Yeah.
So it leaves.
They'll probably make you do 2 hours
you
of
know,
the show.
Though, I swear to God, it's just such a weird experience. I might actually stay down close to the airport.
You can sleep over my place.
No.
I got 2 places.
Huh?
We'll let you have the upstairs apartment.
How's the AC?
Can Kara come
out?
Up and tuck me in?
No, she can't.
99 and good night. Good night, Kara.
Yes. Wow. Sadly, part of Mike can't be tucked in.
Hey, Kara, will you put my fat cream on me?
There's no such thing as fat cream. There is now. I'm making a joke. It was a brutal layoff. Just
people
a
hate
of a
when
joke.
You say
he's kidding.
I'm terribly sorry.
We connect through Chicago.
Chicago!
Which means we will land and then we will walk 4 miles to the connecting flight as the terminals get smaller and smaller. I've made several flights through to Iowa City via Midway. Or not Midway, O'Hare.
Right. O'Hare.
And the thing about O'Hare is every time you...
Spared no expense on this trip, huh? it's connect through O'Hare to... And then it's one connection, right?
All of the direct flights to Iowa City were booked.
Are we going to be in one of those sardine cans going to Iowa?
Only for the second flight, and it's seriously 25 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I got a nice message from a guy on the Facebook that I was going to share in secret, but I see no reason why to not to bring it up here. He said, "Dear Rob, I have a lot of miles, and I could upgrade you and Mike to first class on the first leg of the flight. I know how important that would be, being a man of larger carriage." Of course, it would exclude all of our...
Of course.
Oh, tough tees.
Yeah, I'm
tough
okay
tees, and it would allow you and me to begin the drinking.
Exactly. I'm okay with that because of the reasoning.
Yeah, so yeah. I will get back to him. It may fall through.
You like that because it's fat.
Exactly.
We'll get to upgrade.
Yeah,
I think you should.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We both do.
What airline? I shouldn't say what airline we're flying.
TWA.
Again.
No.
Is it United?
I do not know.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
What are we doing on I apologize. What are we doing on Thursday night?
Casino. Yeah, what are we doing on Thursday? We're going to the casino?
Yes.
All right, so I got to start saving some
the
money.
The thing is that Mr. Suter was very hot on getting us out to his house for like a cookout and a barbecue. And I said, I think we're going to be very tired from the trip. And what we'll want to do is check in, relax at our hotel, and then go to the casino from there.
Oh, good. So, okay. Yeah, so,
and do we know which casino? The reason why I'm saying is there's some listeners.
For a barbecue. Got there's to fly some listener, halfway across the goddamn country so we can go to a barbecue.
He's
in somebody's
a very
yard.
Nice man.
That's good.
There are some listeners from
sound
Wisconsin.
Like Mel.
This
are,
is Tom.
Tom Sirius.
All right.
There are some listeners from Wisconsin that are flying down. I mean, actually, I'm sorry, driving down from Wisconsin, from Madison, Wisconsin, to hang out just on Thursday night.
Oh, so they're going
to
hang out with us?
Come
so
out
I
to the casino.
I want to tell them where we're going to be so they can come out and just hang.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Any women?
I think it's all dudes.
It's powder, isn't
it? Of course.
Isn't it that kid powder?
Yeah, it might be powder.
Yeah. Tell them we're going to be, the casino is that we're going to be at is Foxwoods.
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
That's just not nice.
I'm cute. I know. Well, I'm not a nice person.
Can we get the itinerary out there so yeah. people know where to go?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
And then Friday, we stop in. We visit on the morning show, mm-hmm. probably for the police reports, which is a lot of fun to mess around with.
Okay.
And so then you have the afternoon off. I will be doing Rob Radio live mm-hmm. on KCJJ from 1 till 4 local time. No.
Okay.
1 till 5 local time.
One till midnight.
As long as they'll have me.
Rob will be there.
And then at 5 o'clock. We start the podcast live from the KCJJ studios.
So we do a one-hour podcast live on mm-hmm. Friday.
Exactly. And we'll still be on the Ustream, on their Ustream
channel. And on Thursday, we will have a best of show.
Okay.
All right. We'll replay a pop. Pick one out, Rob, that's something we can put on there.
Boy, they're all my favorite.
I know. They're all great.
And
they're all put something special
how
on.
How about today's?
Friday night is the private party for the what they like to call the benefactors, the people that were responsible for bringing us out there.
Right.
And also, we introduce a band. At Riverfest, I believe.
Very
it
nice.
But okay, that's just brief.
Okay, that's fun though. That's all good.
Saturday
stuff so
we have, I believe, the morning off.
Right.
And what's very cool is Saturday afternoon we will do. We're at one venue for a little while, and then we go either by a luxury bus or limo.
Okay, it's great.
To
you know what?
Locations.
It's great.
So we'll be drinking all day.
The
Saturday.
The only radio stuff is going to be on Friday, and the podcast on Friday afternoon.
Right. What about the bonus hour?
The bonus hour.
We'll record that earlier in the week.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that earlier in the week. Okay. That's great. So
why not make this show the bonus hour right now?
Or we could actually do.
I think we should do it from there.
Yeah. What? Why can't we do the bonus? Could we use their?
Because
we're using their. Oh, we're doing it live.
Yes, we are doing it live.
And is there any other studio space where we could do the bonus hour? And
probably
maybe...
not, because there are two studios.
Okay.
Both are on the air in the morning, mm-hmm. and then. You could do it while I'm doing my show, but then I couldn't be a part of the bonus hour.
All right, that's good. You know what? We'll do the bonus
hour.
We'll
figure it out.
We'll have a bonus hour for you next
week. I think
it
might
be
best to can the bonus hour, because that also eliminates chances of variables going wrong.
All right, yeah. And we're ready to go, and it'll be live, but we'll be able to get the show.
Absolutely.
Not only will it be live on KCJJ, but we will. So make a programming note of that, Thursday and Friday of next week. These are programming notes. We are going to have a best of show for you next Thursday, and then on Friday, you're not going to have the show at 12:30. You're going to be able to download it that evening,
right. or stream it live,
right. and listen to us live there. But we'll have that for you.
Worth
yes, Mr. Wait. Santana.
I'll be the one dressed as a gay pirate.
Gay pirate.
Why so no that? Different.
Because I was thinking, I was like, what am I going to wear? And what do they wear in Iowa? And then I was like,
overalls and no T-shirt.
I'll just wear what I right. usually wear.
What's the level of commitment for the show the next day? The Friday show.
Medium to low.
I like that.
Okay, that's good. Like, but they go on to like 11, right?
Yeah. They're going to want you to stick. I think what's going to be important is that we arrive at the time that we're ready to go. We don't want to get there early and then cruise early.
Right.
We'll get there after we've had a rest. And once you get there, you're not going to want to leave, because it's a fun place.
Yeah. Well, that's you, Mr. Radio. Mr. Radio.
It's on my tombstone.
You'd have a microphone in your toilet if you could.
It's a magical place.
It would be great. But it sounds like you've worked with these guys and planned this itinerary, and it's pretty good stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
and
great.
Friday night and Saturday sound fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of
fun. Anybody got an anticipated weather? Is it going to be hot as balls out there? Does anybody know about
Perfect.
That?
Perfect.
I'll find
it's
out.
It's going to be perfect.
Justin Roberts from the Channel 2 Weather Center. My calls for perfect weather.
It's going to be perfect.
Sunny in 74.
Because really, you're going to be Crispy Critter. You're going to be Mr. Crispy.
Not him.
Well, yeah.
So no, Friday, you're going to be doing your... We're going to be on at like, say, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then you're going to do your live show.
Right.
And then you're going to do our podcast.
Right. And then we'll go out and Jesus. We'll do the live event and then the party. But after the party, I got the rest of the day off.
Yeah, right. But think about this. I think you're looking at this all wrong, Mike. It's like a kid at Chuck E. Cheese for Rob to be at KCJJ.
And right. I do love like, to you can't I'd be, love to play the record.
Yeah, you when you're this. A little kid, you can't. You oh, can't. Sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. This, wow. I blame morning
this
radio
really,
for this.
This is really going to be bad.
Bringing some rich food today?
Hi, you streamers. Wow. How are you?
But Rob has...
Why am I looking at it wrong?
Rob has... Because Rob loves this. Rob would be Rob on for 12 this. Hours straight. That's He's right. not going to be crispy.
The last time I was there... Last time I was on for 11 hours.
11 hours. Yeah. And it was fun. It was fun.
Is that credit? Is that sponsored by Panera? Oh, man.
Sorry.
Something just took a left turn.
I'm really, really sorry.
Well, next time, stay in the HOV lane.
It's not normal.
I think it, you know what?
I'm so sorry.
I think that might have been a 4-point ice cream cone. Maybe
was
a
great
full touchdown with a 2-point conversion.
Suffice to say, Iowa, I am so excited about this. I really am.
Now, I want to warn you that
tell.
Everyone, I do want to warn you, when you get out there and you meet the people in Iowa.
I'm so dying. I can't.
You're dying.
I do want to warn you.
Certainly, that I can't is not directed at this podcast. Hey, radio station, I can't do it anymore. No, it's crazy.
The one
it's
thing
crazy.
You need to keep in mind is that the people of Iowa.
Crazy, man.
You are goofy tired.
I am. All, I'm goofy tired. Everyone you meet in Iowa. Every one of them to a person, they're all dicks.
I look forward to that.
Really?
Yeah. Food wise, what is the best chow? Now, I know you like a good meal.
Corn.
What is the, of course, it's corn.
I can't eat That's corn.
But what is the.
The steaks are legendary.
Yeah. Really?
But also, what is great, and it's sort of a regional favorite.
Legendary steaks! I love those!
It's called the tenderloin.
Really?
Which is a piece of pork pounded thin, then deep fried and served as a sandwich.
Yes.
It is excellent.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy, it sounds
good.
Yeah.
Really
recommend the pork.
Will you be exercising when you're out there? Will you get up in the morning for
exercising
a jog?
Restraint.
You know, I heard that one of the best places in the world to run is Iowa.
Really?
It's
but
City.
Only when you're being chased.
Out in the open air.
He's brown. Get him.
Out in the open air.
Yeah, I'm taking my running shoes.
And serious question here. Yeah. The last question
about
Iowa.
Oh, and the portions are huge.
What is the hooker situation out there? Do they have good quality hookers out there in Iowa?
You know, I was not all that pleased with the quality, but the price was great.
Price was reasonable,
yeah,
right?
And you know what?
Midwestern prices.
Go for the 2-for-1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. And they stay all night, right?
All night.
That's fantastic.
And they bring corn.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, not in the conventional way.
No, it's called corn smuggling out there.
It's fun. It's like some people like to play Jenga. All right. Anyway,
it's called reassembling the cob.
Look forward to seeing you.
You don't need any glue.
We'll see you.
Look
in
how
Iowa.
Tired Mike is.
No, I'm not.
I know
I'm really not.
I know you're
when you
not.
Told your new employer that you were leaving for 2 days after starting a job for two yeah. weeks, what did they say?
I told them during the negotiation. I told them during
good
that.
For you.
Good
I
man.
Actually told them in anticipation of this. So, uh-huh. But I did get a little wide eye today on the guys that I work with,
yeah.
Shamrock and Kirk.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't know. I think maybe
nobody
typical,
told them.
You know, we the performers uh-huh. we get the least amount of respect,
sure, absolutely,
including towards each other.
Right.
Oh, by the way, guys, you know, but. You know, it's. I am really, really excited because now this kind of represents a vacation, the only one I'm going to have this summer. So I'm going out to Iowa, and I'm going with my buddies. Right. And
it's going
to
be
God,
great.
This is going to be so goofy.
It really
this is.
This
is really, really going to be turbo goofy.
It's going to be like Wild Hogs, but radio.
Exactly. I want to be William Macy.
Yeah. You know, we hope it's Wild Hogs. We don't hope it's The Hangover.
No.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Mark Ronick with bad. A missing tooth.
Yeah, wakes up in the morning. So, listen, here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
Probably before the end of the week. I'd like to maybe do this on Friday or Monday. Give me a real hard list of everything we're going to do, where we're going to be, because, man, I want to start pounding that.
Okay.
I want a good crowd, a good turnout you everywhere bet. We go. Let us know where we're going to be.
It's in your inbox.
It's in my inbox?
I
oh, you did that today?
To just now.
Okay, but is it
yes,
printed
I,
so I
already,
can read
yeah,
it?
Printed. I already took yep. care
okay.
of it.
Okay, should I print it up, or will we have it like here?
I'll make it look nice
you. Make it look,
you.
Put it
yeah.
up here?
Yeah.
Okay, good, so we can get it. It should be fantastic. You're pantomiming. What are you pantomiming?
I'm talking to Mark. Send it to me. I'll print it.
Oh, he's got. Is the printer working now and hooked up?
It's in your inbox as well.
We have a new printer for the show.
As they say in the movie Jaws, let Polly do the printing.
We will take a break. And did I mention our sponsor today?
Not yet, no.
How about that?
Saving the best for
today's show. This last segment you heard was brought to you by Mangrates. Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your backyard cooking and get 25% off when you order today. Mangrates are 100% made in America, which Oscar says is fantastic.
I love when the copy gets freshened up.
Click the banner on our website and get your Mangrates today. We will be back right after this. Welcome back to www.mikeomerashow.com. For those of you that don't like me saying W, I say pinch it, curl it, lick it.
Right.
Our second segment today is brought to you by Now you can watch this perform. Oh, it's not brought to you by.
No,
it's,
no,
it's just a copy.
It's a timely reminder.
Yeah, but see, it should be segment, because I always say segment two is brought to you by. Now I'm confused.
I like when you say, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes. Now you can watch us perform the magic that is the show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/video and hit play. Three cameras, no waiting. MikeOMaraShow.com/video.
You know what? That is great video.
That is great video. Okay, yesterday I mentioned the fact that I'm one day behind, and I always will be, mm-hmm. for the TV. Last night was True Blood. Tonight will be the real L word, mm-hmm. as we move into the premiere of Mad Men, which I think comes up like July 24th, that's something coming. Like that.
Hope they don't S the that. Bed.
If the Mad Men people don't S the bed, mm-hmm. I look for a better season. I like to be optimistic about my TV show.
I'm optimistic.
As we lay a little groundwork here, and you're a day behind, I used to be the biggest champion of television you ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that I would consider appointment television anymore.
Not,
I
don't not know during the summer.
Even in the fall, I'm not. I've lost. Television has
hot
lost.
Hot in Cleveland, Memphis Beat, Rescue Me for me, not for everybody. Not I've everybody likes it.
Well, there's some perhaps, but you television has you lost more than, its luster.
I'm not going to. I'm not trying to slam you, Buzz.
Oh, I'm not taking that
you,
way.
But you, I think, accept television.
No.
You tend to accept. There's a lot of stuff you watch that I've checked out that you like that yeah, it's okay, but it's like, I agree with Rob that there's just not great programming. There used to be like 20 great shows.
I don't expect everybody to agree. I like to think, at least for me, that I'm pretty selective, that I look for quality writing, for, among other
but
things.
But for example, my favorite show of the past perhaps 5 years is The Office.
Okay. And I got bored with that.
I don't even look at it anymore.
No, because it's boring. Well, it's just reruns, it burns. I think
even
sitcom,
the new stuff. This
I think sitcoms should be like term limits in Office. I swear
that's
to God,
not a bad
all the,
idea.
All the
I think
best
2 years.
Ones did that.
You know, 2 years, 3 years.
Five
that's it.
Should be the cap. That's
absolutely.
When they end, that's when they ended Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah,
that's
two and a half.
All TV series should be have a limit.
Two and a Half Men was a great show, but it should be over now.
I'm
it should
sure,
be gone.
I'm not sure it was ever great.
Yeah,
I thought it was maybe the
it
best of the sitcoms of its time.
But like, there's several shows that now. Do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
I don't. I've never
I
been able to find it. When it
you love Sons of Anarchy, that really is. And I know your partner always takes credit for turning me on to that. That show, and I guess maybe he did, but I mean that
what
show.
Channel, what channel has
FX?
That?
FX. Okay. It's on FX. Like FX Rescue is Me is a great
Bundy.
Show that's on there.
Right.
And now give. Let's go through yours one by one, because you do seem to know more TV shows than anybody. I think Buzz on pure like volume watches more TV than even you.
Yeah, you know, and I used to be that guy. I'm not
right?
that guy anymore.
Well, go through the new ones
you
that you
do watch TV. You just watch older television.
That's true, and I've been, you know, I've been a wonderful affair with my DVD player lately.
Yeah, you so. Watch the old crap.
It's
sometimes.
It's pretty brief
Instead
right now, especially because it is summer. The Sunday night lineup on HBO. I don't watch it all on Sunday night, but I watch it all every week.
Okay, so you got your Entourage,
True Blood, Entourage, and Hung.
Entourage sucks.
It always has.
I'm
it
enjoying
Entourage.
Has. I love
Entourage
it.
Sucks ass.
I like. I think it's.
Why
great.
Do you love a show that is just like about? It's. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's not know. Based in any reality. Reality whatsoever.
Oh, neither is
I
True
disagree.
Blood.
Well, no, but True Blood is a it's a fantasy.
Well, so is Entourage.
Entourage bills it as itself as some kind of like
and it's not a real
show about Hollywood.
I've given Entourage more chances than any TV show ever.
I'd like to knock out every member of his entourage. I'd like to knock out his manager, his little red-haired
Kevin Connelly,
ridiculous right. manager,
oh, the name.
Turtle,
Steve.
That retard
don't care for him.
Who is
Ferrara.
Just who sucks and yes. is a bad actor. Kevin Dillon, who's Matt Dillon's retarded brother, uh-huh. who can't act his way out of a paper bag,
and does a great job.
And
of
then
acting,
Adrian
man.
Grenier, who you know, who looks like seriously Joker mouth, it's just and,
it can't
and all,
be that bad.
All these, what about but when all these women throw themselves at those Goomba, I got
yes.
news for you.
You hate yes. shows that when women like attractive guys, you hate Hung,
attractive,
and you hate
attractive
Entourage.
Guys.
Some of them.
Attractive.
You don't think Adrian
what,
Grenier?
Turtle is attractive.
Not,
like my balloon knot is attractive.
He is not
Mike, it is.
The ladies' man in that show.
God, attractive. Kevin Dillon.
Not
no,
at all.
No, he's not the ladies' man
Kevin
either. He
Dillon,
always strikes out.
So you, I'm making
Adrian
a point
Grenier.
About. Okay, well, he's the movie star.
Yes.
What do you mean? I hate. Because I hate shows about attractive women liking attractive guys. What? Because I'm not gay.
No, I'm just saying.
Because I'm not Mr. Metrosexual.
I'm looking at your pattern here. You hate Hung. We're all
I hate Hung because Hung is about a guy's schlong.
No,
it's not about that. Really.
It's about a guy who is a gigolo, and I'm bored by it. I'd like a movie about a female who is a hooker.
Well, they had one of those, and it didn't do very well.
Yeah, but and then who's this? Listen, I can break down every one of these shows, and you cannot put me in. You cannot pigeonhole me.
Okay.
The fact is, Hung, you know what it is? It's the good-looking guy, and who's the number one character? Who's the number one female? This looked like she's been passed through a small intestine.
Kind of right.
This greasy, disgusting woman.
Kind the modern makes Deborah
wanna,
Winger.
Absolutely makes me want to barf.
Yeah,
there's
true.
Nothing that I like
but you
watching.
Know what?
And then who's his wife? Who's the other bitch in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Anne. I am just from an alien Haish. These are two women that motivate me in no way to watch TV. So why am I watching it? Buzz, Oscar?
Because
there's a real dreamy man that has such a big schlong that he likes to service women. But it's true.
Mike,
it's not a man's show. It's a chick show.
If I had a chance to express, I would say that those are just like real people. And they are interesting characters in a very good script. I think it's a great cast and a great show. And I like it very much.
You and I think
it
is.
You can watch it with Carla. And I'll be downstairs watching like replays of Sons of Anarchy.
You and I agree on many things entertainment oriented, but Hung is great character wise. The character, what you hate about.
No, let's say the opening takes all his clothes off, and then we get to see his bare ass as he jumps into the lake.
What you hate about the pimp. What you hate about
I don't
the
like
pimp
male nudity.
Is that.
Don't like it.
That's
like
why Spartacus.
And I'm not a homophobe, but I don't like male nudity.
That's why you shower like with
Spartacus.
Huh?
You watch Spartacus.
You got a point there.
Yes, I do.
That's a real good point.
There you go.
That's tough to argue that.
Exactly.
If you allow so
boy, you're a prick.
That's why I'm here, man.
That's a really, really good.
If you allowed yourself to really hate that female pimp of his,
that's number one reason I hate Hung.
But
though.
That's you know what? I was with you at the beginning, but now I dislike her so much that it's got me tuning
back watch
in.
All right, I will
and
give it. All right,
you know
all right, here you go.
His
you ready?
Kids are great.
For Hung, I will give it another
Please
chance.
Please do.
For Entourage, you ready
no,
for
that's
me?
Done.
Has nothing to do with attractive.
No, there's no redeeming value in Entourage.
No, but it's not. That's not the point. Entourage. I've known guys like this. Have you ever sat in the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel and consumed beers with Kevin Dillon?
No.
I have.
Okay.
Kevin Dillon is that dude.
We know that.
Kevin
yeah.
Dillon is drama. I don't like drama, and I don't like Kevin Dillon. I think that it's just, it's so that end of Hollywood, that Mark Wahlberg, we're full of ourselves, end of Hollywood. I'm sorry, guys. The reason I don't like Entourage is because I don't like seeing that glorified because I think those guys are pricks. And I just really think that they're not nice to guys that aren't in their inner circle, and they're not nice to women. They're not nice to anybody. That they're all about that superficiality of Hollywood, and it just kind of bugs me because it's really not a show that sends a message of these guys are real dicks and they're always getting, you know, stepping on it. Mm. It's more like, hey, this is really cool. They get Aston Martins for each other and nobody really works or does anything except the star, and that just pisses me off. So it might be jealousy. I don't mind telling you why I don't like it.
It's fun to watch. That's all I
look in on it occasionally, but it also bores me too.
It's not page-turning television, but for me, even when I first got into it, it's just fun to watch all these dicks run around.
What do you think of Piven and his swishy Chinaman?
You know, I don't watch the show enough. This swishy Chinaman. I think that I try Entourage once in a while, but Carla said something about it that was
everything
perfect.
That's wrong with society.
It's everything that's wrong with society.
And that's what the
Entourage
show's about, I think. I think
maybe
it's
you're
about
right.
The
you know,
superficiality.
You know, maybe you're right, and maybe I ought to look closer.
Do you really think it's smart enough that it's
yes.
No.
Yes, I do.
Really?
No, because I think it's based. No, Oscar, I think it's based a lot on some of Wahlberg's experiences.
I do, but it's just
and
like
stories
for the same reasons.
Yeah, Wahlberg's experiences and Wahlberg, you know, being in that kind of group, which are there. I think that really, let me just say that I think there are plenty of guys that go out to Hollywood and become superstars and don't behave like that. There are plenty of people
I'm sure.
go out there and probably are pretty cool people that are down to earth and you would hang out. I'll throw like out maybe somebody like Clint Eastwood,
right?
You know, superstars that, you know, movie stars, maybe George Clooney, kind of a, you know, kind of cool people to hang around.
Right.
Where you get a Mark Wahlberg, I don't doubt that for a second that it was all the South Boston guys that are like, you know, hey, yeah, can you get it? You know, they bring her into that.
Kind
and it's
of
like,
about
yeah.
what was Tobey Maguire's life like when Spider-Man first came out and became a big hit. I think that it's about that Hollywood, about modern Hollywood.
You know what? Modern Hollywood is not exactly pretty.
Oh, no.
It's very superficial. But I just, watching a show about it, it just bugs me.
That's I mean, we don't have to like the same thing.
I watch The Hills, and it's over. Now I pour some out to The Hills. This is finally over.
I've never seen The Hills.
Well, you didn't miss much. Right. But I used to hate The Hills because I thought it was everything that was wrong with these C's out there.
Right.
Because these C's would mess with their guys, right. And they would get everything, and they would always get the dreamy guy. And I sat there and said, why do I hate this show? But sure. I watch it every effing Tuesday.
Right.
I hated it because I wasn't there. I, these girls that were everywhere, it's just you weren't there.
Methinks Oscar has maybe stumbled on why I don't like Entourage.
Perhaps
I don't like Entourage because I want to be younger, I want to be richer, and I want to be in Hollywood but in the movies. Maybe that's why I hate that show.
But the thing about The
Hills...
I'd
handle it totally differently, though.
And also Jersey Shore. They're detestable people, but you're drawn
horrible.
To it. But here's the deal.
Like a car wreck.
Those are reality shows.
Right.
And so that's really, I mean... arguably a reality show, but that's a slice of life. Entourage is written, produced, and created. I can see sort of, exposing the bad side of a seamy reality in a reality
Buzz,
show.
And I want to ask
Entourage
you.
Entourage creates it. I got no use for that.
And I want to ask you. Yes, right. It does it really, but it might point out that superficiality in Hollywood, but does it really slam it? It doesn't.
No, I think
that's what I don't like about it. If it slammed it a little bit more, I'd like it.
I was thinking about that. I think it shows the good and bad sides of it. Like Oscar said, mainly it's just fun.
Well,
but
yes.
I think it is about the superficiality of Hollywood, both the good things and bad things about that.
And it's literally, it's a cartoon-esque because just for the same reasons I love The Hills and I loved Entourage, and I'm a 32-year-old man, I sit there, and in the latest season, Turtle's got a limo service, and all the tags are personalized tags. They say Turtle 1, Turtle 2, Turtle 3.
Right.
Because he went to community college, business school, and then UCLA for business school.
Right.
And you sit there, you're like, A, none of this would ever happen, but B, there's something funny about Turtle having a limo business, and all he does is hire hot girls, and all they do is get lost in the city. There's something funny about that.
I did like I did certainly like the ladies that were showing up late for Turtle's limo service.
Yes,
I did enjoy that.
Yes.
Right.
I cannot. You know what? I'm going to give it to you. This is really the number one reason I can't stand Entourage. I cannot stand Kevin Dillon.
What was the beef? What happened?
I didn't have a personal beef with him. He is so terrible.
Right.
He's terrible playing terrible. That's how bad an actor he is.
That's
he is
why
so
I like it.
Bad. That's why you like it.
I do.
I think he's awful.
I think that's a real character in Hollywood. I think there are lots of guys like him in Hollywood.
I think my problem with Entourage is from the top to the bottom, there is not one compelling character. I can't make myself like or dislike anybody.
Yeah,
I'd love to have
one person in Entourage that you rooted for.
Like the pimp from Hung.
Right.
Like the pimp from
you
Hung.
You do root for him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I just sit back now, and this whole start, we started by talking about television, and I will tell you, as much as I've been slamming True Blood this season, I have finally gotten my head around the werewolf aspect of this, and I really enjoyed the whole selling V... Inquisition by the vampires. I thought that show was as tidy and tied together as any show that I've seen of True Blood. I didn't mind it at all the other night. You disagree? You guys still on the outs?
I think there's still too much going on.
There's a lot going on.
I would love to see the Sam Merlot plot gone.
Right.
I would like to see the redhead and her husband Frycook plot gone.
We agree with that. I'd like to see her head explode.
I'd like to see a little more of the brother.
Right.
I can't think of it. Andy, is it?
The little brother that's the changer as well?
No. Sookie's little brother.
Oh, Sookie's little brother.
Wants to become
Jason.
Jason, thank you. Jason Statham.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd like to see more of him.
Well, they made the big doofus the police chief, and Jason's probably going to be a law enforcement officer right now, but they had plenty of vampire action, which is I like. How do you argue with that at the end where they go, find me an ethnic girl, and they go into the strip joint, and he brings them out to feed on her? Oh,
that's
my God, that's good vampire fun.
But what's offset by that is the 1950s special effects of him flying to the hotel.
I didn't
care for that. I was looking for the fishing line.
But that was a dream.
True, but you know what? In a dream, it should look better.
And Carlos said when that came in, is she having a dream? I said, no, I don't think that. I think it's real. And then it was him having a dream.
I don't think about her.
Right.
And then
he got Sookie. Anytime you can see Sookie stripped down to her underwear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like
Sookie's gotten spent some time in the gymnasium.
I noticed those abs.
Am I the only one that likes goth Sookie?
I love goth Sookie.
I'll tell you,
this is another great thing about last night. When that, first of all, they bring that lovely, slutty, hot woman, and it's that girl's... That guy's the werewolf sister.
Yeah.
And they have, and you know that Sookie, we're going to make you up. We're going to like make you look slutty. Who wasn't watching that show that has any interest in Anna Paquin that wasn't saying, okay, two more scenes before we get to see the result of Sookie? I was a little disappointed in the result. I thought they could have made her a little sluttier.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. But it's still hot.
God, that's a fun show to watch. And then they all turn into werewolves.
Staying sexy, which is good.
This kills me to say it. I could use even more of that, of the sexy. I miss the flavor of that first season, and I'm just not getting it. I don't like the storyline currently. I don't like the new characters.
Well,
I don't think the story is that compelling.
Well,
right,
that's okay.
Now.
You've got all your gay shows that you can watch.
That's right. I always have. This is killing me because I desperately want to watch this show. I desperately want to like this show.
Are you on the verge of punting it?
You'll stay for the season.
I'm going to try. But it actually puts me to sleep, and I'll try to watch it a second time and fall asleep in the same places in the story. It hypnotizes me.
Buzz has an interesting thought about the flavor of the first season. Never in the first season did it ever feel like an episode of Law and Order.
Right.
But when they're going into a Fangtasia, and they're like, it's like a raid.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not. That doesn't. Well,
you
know,
I don't like the king.
I got news for you. I got news. See, I like
the king.
I dig the king.
I don't like the guy who's terrorizing Tara.
I see. I love Tara being terrorized.
Well, you just hate Tara.
I don't like Tara, so I want to see her turned into a vampire. Might make her more compelling as a character. Well, give it next week. We'll come back. We'll same time, same station. We will sit here and we will determine, what we think of True Blood. It sounds like Buzz is on the bubble, Rob too. So I'm back in the fold. Do you watch it, Oscar?
I watched it yesterday just because I wanted to be part of this conversation.
Right.
And I hadn't caught up from before, but the one thing I don't like is this: is that from the season one and season two, I felt like the way that the season was, you could understand the character building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where you could, this is a bad person, this is a good person, this is a bad person, this is a good person, and it kind of would flip at the end or something would happen. And during the show, I'm watching it with Kara, and Kara's like trying to figure it out, and she's a big Twilight fan, so she's like, this is vampires, you should be into this.
Yeah, these aren't the Twilight vampires, these are real vampires.
And then I picked up my laptop, and I started Googling Anna Paquin's You might want to apologize.
Hold it. Yeah. Let's take a vote. Should I bleep that?
And she said, what are you doing? I said, I need to research this because I haven't seen them yet this season.
Oh, that's right. We haven't seen them.
Yeah, we haven't seen them. When are you going to see them?
You know what? You're absolutely right. They hand those out like Buzz hands out lewds. Very carefully.
Very, very sparingly.
They don't make them anymore.
That's why they're so precious. Well,
is that a picture of Sookie?
Yeah, this was the prettiest picture I found of her, because when she's in her waitress costume, and it's a tight white shirt, I think she looks sexy.
She is sexy. Yeah. Very sexy. And a very popular outfit. Carla at a Halloween party last year wore the Sookie outfit. And she found two other Sookies at the party. It was great. We will take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for the Audio Vault, brought to you by UWheels.com, the best way to sell and buy used cars online. Don't just rely on photos to buy or sell online. Ew. Post and browse free classifieds and do it with video. Register today at UWheels.com or click their ad on our website. Let's open up the Magic Audio Vault and see what gifts are in it today.
Mike, rest in peace, George Steinbrenner.
I didn't even mention it. Oh, let me just say that. George Steinbrenner is dead. Okay, let's move on.
I'll tell you who's, most people are saddened by any time anyone passes.
Yes. Can I do that one more time just for fun? Regretfully, George Steinbrenner has left us. Next.
But I'll tell you, there's one person who's even less sad than you.
Who?
Melvin Gibson. Because it takes him off the front page for a while.
Yes, of course.
This is a lucky break.
Serious word about George Steinbrenner. There's a line about Franklin Roosevelt, who had a lot of enemies in the political world, who we who hate your gaudy guts salute you. That's how I feel about George Steinbrenner. I, who hated your guts, salute you for the championship you brought to New York City again and again and again. I know you were a bit of a dick, but the fact is you knew how to win, baby. And if you're a Yankee fan, you revere this guy. And it'll be interesting to see if his son, Hank Steinbrenner, can even carry half of his water.
Overall, would you say that Steinbrenner was good for the game overall?
No.
Really?
No, I won't. No, because I won't say that, but he was good for Yankee fans.
Sure.
But, the Steinbrenner thing, you know, I still believe now. I had a discussion about it the other night. RJ, you were part of that discussion when we said you got to really think about salary cap in baseball for parity so you can have real competition. You can have mm-hmm. the Kansas Cities have a great season. It gets to, and I'm, you know, my team's one of the haves, not one of the have-nots.
Think about this and put this in perspective. In 1972, if I'm not mistaken, he bought that team for $8.5 million.
Unbelievable.
Think about what it's worth today.
Absolutely nearly, incredible.
Nearly $9 million now.
$1
billion. $1 billion, the most valuable franchise of any sports team now.
$8.5 million just to $1 billion.
Bought it from CBS.
Astonishing. Yeah,
did he really?
Yeah. Bill Paley, something yeah. like
right,
that.
CBS right, CBS owned it until 73.
The deal was for $10 million, but it was 8.5, and that's how they recorded it as, because he bought two parking garages along with the team.
Which wow. made it 10.
For $10 million.
Right. It's truly wow. an American success story, and for people that love that team, that mm-hmm. man will always be revered.
Did you know he made his initial fortune in shipbuilding?
Yeah, he's a shipbuilder down in no Tampa, idea. Florida. That's amazing. Why they... That's why their spring training was down at Legends Field.
ABA owner as well.
Yep, yep.
George Steinbrenner. So he knew Rudy Martsky.
Yes, he did.
So moving on, Mel Gibson.
Rest in peace, George. Yeah, safe home.
More Mel Gibson tape hit a Radar Online this morning.
Oh, we played all this today. It was so intense. So intense.
It's a long tape. It's 8 minutes. I isolated some highlights. So thank you, Radar Online, as we hear Mel all but admit hitting Oksana.
Because I'm saving my life and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life.
Yeah, well, you're awful angry for that.
You almost killed us. Did you forget? You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hands.
She is so particular about getting those details out.
Oh, absolutely.
You did that. You hit a woman holding yes. a child. Didn't you, Mel Gibson, on right. the telephone?
And breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that?
You're all angry now.
You're going to get to, you know what? You're going to answer one day, boy.
She blew
answer.
That, though, because you can hear him in back. What he's saying is, you effing deserved it.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. That's not a nice man, Mr. Mel Gibson. No. Not by a long shot.
Nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a rose garden, you. You understand that? Because I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a restraining order. For what? What are you going to get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly? For hitting you? For what?
Those are two people that enjoy arguing.
Where is she recording this? I feel like she's in like a studio.
And it sounds like
she's at Westwood One and in Culver Mike. City.
Yeah, and he called like a hotline and he was like, all right, we're on.
How come you sound so clear, Oscar? How come your voice is so clear and mine's so terrible? Why is there an echo? Oh, perhaps I did that.
Bumped the button.
Now it's gone. What happened?
Mel.
I'm going to space.
Mel, are you calling us from the Grand Canyon?
Stupid canyon.
It opens it up for everybody.
Everybody sounds so clear except for me. I'll hit you, and I'll put you in the Rose Garden. Yes, sir. What?
That's my favorite when he says what.
Man, I mean, this is just, you want to talk about, on days like this, when you have somebody just, when that falls from the sky, mm-hmm. that is a gift to everybody that does what we do for a living.
I think my favorite thing is when he said he deserves a BJ.
Mm-hmm. You should just smile and because I deserve it.
That's smile right. and
you know
me.
What I'm hearing.
Hey,
though?
Do we incidentally? I got to ask this question real quick, Buzz, and I really want to make sure because bonus hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got both. Yeah,
we have cut and uncut.
It's like nine full minutes. The
okay,
full nine.
All right, for the bonus hour this Friday, ladies and gentlemen, uncut Mel Gibson. Uh-huh. We will have a party with that.
Yes, we will.
That'll be fun.
I've listened to a lot of these tapes now, and I just got the sense they're going to work this out.
You're the eternal optimist.
I love the fact that he gets so worked up that the man can barely
funny.
Mel can barely breathe at one point.
Oh, this
the
is
new
great.
Tape.
I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even try.
Wow.
If you did that in acting class, would anyone even let you even
no,
slide
he said, okay,
on it?
Drama queen, go back to the parking lot.
Does he need medication?
You need medication.
What?
Hold on. I want to hear that again.
There he is.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I know it is. Rob
you
wrote
need
that
medication.
Down.
What?
Yeah.
You, put that on you need medication.
I need a woman. Not a little girl with a dysfunctional. I don't need medication. You need a.
Hey, stop it right there. I can't wait for the bonus hour because I haven't heard what the dysfunctional E and the E, and I need a woman with a
tune
E.
In.
You're gonna
I
love
can't
it.
Wait.
You're going to love
oh,
it.
Oh, boy, am I excited now. I wish it was Friday already.
You need medication.
What?
Okay. And also when Mel threatens to come over, he's got energy to come over, Mike.
You hang up. I'm coming over there.
I'll call the police.
What?
I'll call the police.
You. I'm coming to my house. You're in my house, honey.
Yes, but you, honey, don't call me, honey. You just
call
me.
You're in my house. So I'll call the police and tell them there's someone in my house.
Roar time.
How about that?
You can do that. That's fine.
You. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You weak. You call the cops.
Then I will go to Alessia's right now.
There you go.
Have you got to Alessia's?
Those are the highlights of the new tape, full tape this Friday.
What about her? Now, what are you going to say about her?
I said he's a maniac. Uh-huh.
He is a
but
maniac.
But she is a conniving bitch.
she knows right what she's doing.
I ain't welcome to my life, which I will call Tale of Two Worlds. I was holding the torch today for that. I was doing the best I could, but it was very, very difficult.
Oh, it's tough.
No, it was very, very, because he is such an a-hole.
Oh, because there's some mom listening to Led Zeppelin on the way to work, and you can't basically take his side because she's going to be all sent right into the station.
I will take baby, and I will jump in jacuzzi with baby.
Why don't you just take some English classes?
I will take.
What happened to me?
All right, I'm screwing my machine
up
today.
Steroids. Jesus.
Turned into an East German weightlifter. Yeah. Got time for one more quickie.
Good. We teased this yesterday. I'm no big fan of John Mayer, but I thought this was very funny the way he announced his tour dates.
Okay.
And he made fun of LeBron James doing it.
After giving it a lot of thought and careful consideration, I have decided that I'm going to play for Cleveland.
And the tour date comes
up. So as not to offend my fans in South Beach, I would also like to announce that I'll be playing for Miami. I'm also going to be playing for New York City. And so as not to leave my friends across the water in New Jersey out from watching my immense display of talent, I'm going to be playing for New Jersey. I'm also going to be bringing my skill set to the Western Conference.
Skill set.
Playing for cities like Denver.
Like LeBron.
Los Angeles. San Diego. And in a show of solidarity with my teammate Keith Urban, the Gorge outside of Seattle, Washington.
That's great.
I may not have had the illustrious high school career that LeBron James did, though I did score awesomely one time in the movie theater with Becky Donaldson watching Hook.
There you go. That's John Mayer.
Very good. That's the audio vault. Good job
magic
today.
Audio vault.
When we come back, it's news with Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time to get our news. Let's waste no time whatsoever. Get the man in here. The legend himself, the man that hates True Blood and loves Entourage. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Such strong words.
Well, hate love.
We're brought to you by, and check these people out. Click their link on our website, PowerToChooseUSA.com. Learn how to create an income simply by helping families save up to 30% on their electric bills while staying with their current provider. You don't have to change. Just log on for your own savings as well. PowerToChooseUSA.com or click the banner on our website. Do it.
Very good.
As you heard, we lost Yankees owner George Steinbrenner today. This morning we'd heard that he was in extremely critical condition after a massive heart attack last night at his home in Tampa.
Hey, tomorrow maybe we can play that Maynard Ferguson Taps.
I'll find it.
Your buddy Tab Patterson hit me to that, and that is the coolest thing I have ever
all
heard.
All I have is Maynard doing MacArthur Park.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'll take that. 80. He turned 80 on July 4th. Just a few days ago. The regular condom didn't work. So now, there's always time for MacArthur Park.
Oh, there's always time for Maynard Ferguson.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk over it. It's an instrumental.
I thought Mike was about to sing. No.
It's not going to work on any level.
The regular.
We tried to find a way.
They're waiting for us, girl.
Okay, stop it.
Okay.
Continue.
Regular condom didn't work, so now BP is trying the Magnum of oil well caps. So the new cap is in place. It's being tested now. It could be a few hours or a few days before we know if this test succeeds.
Tell us what you think, O soothsayer. Do you believe that this is going to be successful?
I do, and my reasoning is really opposite. I think because BP has been less than forthcoming before, I don't think they would put themselves in the position of being wrong about this. I think this may do it. And
so perhaps no more disappointment.
I that's how I feel. I think we're very close to the end of this.
Buzz Burbank, the Oracle.
That's right.
The Oracle. Very good. I hope it's fixed.
And if it works, it will capture most, if not all, of the oil that's spewed from the ocean floor for 3 months now. The drilling of the relief well continues meanwhile.
You see, I hope that it doesn't work.
Thank you, Rob. That's very generous of you. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Speaking on behalf of those who voted for hope and change, we're still hoping things will change. For others, there's been too much change. Barack Obama is not rocking the presidency. The latest Washington Post ABC News poll shows that 6 in 10 of us have little or no faith in Obama. When he was elected, about 6 in 10 had the faith. Now nearly 6 in 10 say they lack faith in Obama to make the right decisions for the country.
Mark Ronick has the faith.
A different one, though.
Well, Mark Ronick is excited anytime he can get change.
And,
whoa.
Wow. All right. Nice hair, Robbie. I like the top.
Yeah. Nice.
Although I will tell you this, you'd love the amount of money that I've spent on haircuts.
Wow.
Here's a phrase you'll understand. Bagel.
Boys, we're doing the news here.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Keep the two Jews apart.
Turned into a free-for-all.
All right, very good.
A very clear majority disapproves of his handling of the economy. Even a third.
The Jews are fighting, Mike.
But one of them has the Hitler hair today. Have you noticed?
Rob's going to be conducting.
You want to understand the enemy, know the enemy.
Now, Rob's got his hair done very specially today. Later on, he'll be conducting the Warner Brothers Orchestra. Remember when the guy's
on? Igor Stravinsky.
Even a third of all Democrats are giving Obama low marks right now. About two-thirds of all voters say they're either dissatisfied or downright angry about the way the federal government is working.
Rob Dukes.
You guys do have the same haircut.
Oh, God.
All right. People also unhappy with Congress in a big-time way. Nearly two-thirds of us say we're looking to vote out our representatives and replace them with new faces. Although the survey shows the country pretty evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, it shows we plan to vote Republican in the midterms this fall by 56-41.
How about the third party? Is that gaining any traction, the third party?
Still waiting for it to arrive.
How about tomorrow we come up with a name? Everybody bring homework assignment. Everybody bring a name for a third party to the podcast tomorrow.
If they want new faces, why not call Dr. Bruce Friedman?
Friedman Party.
We're going to get to him. We do plan to vote Republican, even though a slight majority in this country say that they would rather the economy be handled by Democrats over Republicans. And people do not agree with the Republican opposition in Congress to refusing to extend unemployment benefits.
I think these polls are designed to conjure and confuse, and I think I think everybody collectively in this country has their head up their butt, and nobody knows what's going on. I think it's just like, yeah, he's good, he's bad, he's good.
To an extent, that's true, because we're focused on Mel and Lindsay and LeBron, I think.
Exactly.
Head out of your butt.
But I think also, if we get the Gulf cleaned up and the economy turns around, bingo, bango, everybody's going to start loving Barack
happy.
Again.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Because he's laid back and he's kind of cool.
Here's how you know the vampire thing's gone too far. The newest thing in plastic surgery is called the vampire facelift.
Oh, hello.
Instead of using Botox, the doctor draws some of your blood, extracts platelets and proteins from it, and injects them back into your face to smooth out wrinkles.
That's what I do.
It's already FDA approved. Even though no one knows if it has side effects, even though it's expensive, and even though the wrinkles still come back in about 15 months.
They are actually taking cells from my stomach and injecting them into my head.
That's excellent.
I'm going to have a very fat head next week.
You won't need a helmet anymore.
It's going to be terrific.
And finally.
What's that?
This is risky business.
Not as risky as those curious operations of yours. So intrigued. The European police.
Rob found a vampire.
I did.
Very good. I'm actually on the... I went to Dr. Friedman's office and I asked for the Patton Oswalt.
What is that procedure?
Get you a fat head. that's what you're going for.
Finally, from our Hold My Beer and Watch This department, the annual Lions Club fundraiser in East Dublin, Georgia is known as the Redneck Games because the real Olympic people will sue your ass if you say Redneck Olympics.
Yeehaw.
Anyway, it drew 7,500 people Saturday for horseshoes using toilet seats and an armpit serenade. The organizer says he does radio interviews from around the world about the event. Radio shows in Spain and France. Mostly, he says, they just want to know what a redneck is. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Thank you, everybody. Good show today, fellas. Our show today was brought to you by Man Grades.
Striking resemblance to Alan Cumming.
Yes, go download the show today. You'll see a picture of Rob Spiewak. Brought to you by Man Grades. Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your backyard cooking.
Bring it.
Get 25% off when you order today and make Oscar happy. Man Grades are 100% made in America, which Oscar says is fantastic. Click the banner ad on our website and get your Man Grades today. That's it. Got to get out of here. Our web design by Dustin Pfeiffer, creative web host Bluebot. The program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We rely on the support from our advertisers. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Buzz, Oscar, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara saying goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, Mark.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.